I'm Tom Rowe with the WGXC Congressional Report, tracking what Representative John Faso did last week. When we last tuned in a week ago, Faso was on the floor of the House espousing the merits of the Republican health care plan just hours before President Trump pulled the plan from the floor without a vote. Faso had already voted for the bill in committee and had publicly committed to voting for the health care bill last week. He explained the vote in a Daily Freeman story.
Patricia Doxey reports in the Daily Freeman that U.S. Representative John Faso, the Republican of Kinderhook, believes his constituency is evenly divided on health care without providing any facts to support that claim. It is true that Faso's congressional district is closely split between Republicans and Democrats, and he says, and I quote, "I would say that my constituency is pretty divided on the whole health care question. A lot of people want to see the ACA or single-payer system, and just as many people, in my view, want to see us get rid of the ACA. I'm trying to listen to both sides," end quote. Faso's office reports 54,000 telephone calls and emails from constituents since he took office January 3rd. Faso's office, unlike many other representatives, refuses to release specific numbers on the opinions of his phone callers, but Faso has conceded that, and I quote, "most of the calls," end quote, are in favor of keeping or improving the current health care system. Faso has refused to hold town hall meetings, but activists have held one for him, and also several protests, marches, and rallies, with most attending opposed to repealing the current health care system. In January, Faso polled subscribers to his online newsletter asking, and I quote, "Do you support the reform of the Affordable Health Care Act to lower costs and expanding access to health care?" end quote. 432 computers responded yes, 406 responded no, and 95 claimed an undecided status. That very unscientific online poll is the only fact Faso has said that backs up his claim that his constituents are divided on health care issue. Last week, Faso voted for the new Republican health care plan in committee and announced he would vote for it on the House floor before Republican leadership pulled the bill because it was not going to pass. You can read that full story in the Daily Freeman.
After that, Faso spent the rest of the week veering left, voting with Democrats on several issues where his vote did not matter at all as the bills failed with a large Republican majority in the U.S. House.
Representative John Faso, the Republican of Kinderhook, was one of the 15 Republicans voting with Democrats on March 28th on SJ Resolution 34, a bill that gives Internet service providers access to Internet browsing histories. Republicans passed a bill that rolls back previous privacy rules by a vote of 215 to 205. The Senate voted last week 50 to 48 along the party lines in favor of the measure. The bill prohibits the Federal Communications Commission from addressing the issue again, and President Donald Trump is expected to sign the bill. Previously, ISPs would need permission before collecting data on a user's online activity. Maury Thompson at the Post Star reports that for the second day in a row, Representative John Faso, the Republican of Kinderhook, broke with Republicans and voted with Democrats in a losing cause on March the 29th. Faso was one of seven Republicans voting against legislation to prohibit the Environmental Protection Agency from finalizing a rule unless the scientific evidence used as the basis was specifically identified and made available for public review. H.R. 1430 passed by a 228-194 vote despite privacy objections. Elise Stefanik, another upstate New York representative voting against the measure, said, and I quote, "This bill could negatively impact the EPA's efforts to make scientifically informed policy decisions," end quote. You can read that full story at the Post Star.
I'm Tom Rowe with a brief news update. The Los Angeles Times and others reported Vice President Mike Pence cast a tie-breaking vote March 30th to advance legislation from the U.S. Senate that rolls back rules preventing states from withholding federal funds to Planned Parenthood. The U.S. House passed the same measure on February 16th, but Representative John Faso, Republican from Kinderhook, was one of only two Republicans to vote against the measure, which passed 230-188. President Donald Trump is expected to sign the bill.